Thank you for calling SPL, Renee. How can I assist you?
Yes, is this the person that I was just talking to about my shipment?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, did you just hang up a call and it got disconnected and didn't call them back?
No.
Okay, well, I just went through everything, and the person had me on hold, looking at where my shipment on, and then they hung up on me. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Can you verify? Wait 1 second here. Wait a minute. Let me pull this up. Just one moment. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, can you verify your phone number that is associated with the order?
330-581-2365.
Okay. Okay, can you verify your name, delivery address, and email?
The address is 525 West Main Street, Washingtonville, Ohio, 44490. And what else did you ask for?
Your email.
BeckyStee13@gmail.com.
Okay, I do see that you are scheduled for today. They made an attempt to deliver.
I've been here all morning long. They did not make no attempt to deliver.
Okay, let me update this. I can send him an email or shoot him a text, should I say.
What time are they saying that they got here?
Between 7:30 and 11:30. That's your window. I can't see anything else.
Yeah, I know that. I was supposed to get a text yesterday seeing what the window was, but I didn't. So that's why. And then when I see it was 7:30, 11:30, and 11:30, and they haven't gotten here yet. Because I see on all the reviews, that's what everybody says that this company does, says that they got there. And the people are sitting there, and that they know nobody's knocked on the door, and then they reschedule the shipment for later.
Okay.
Almost 90 out of 100 reviews say that, and that's why I was leery about ordering through this company, but she assured me that no, that was in the past, that everything would be delivered when it was supposed to.
Okay, I have updated that information. And a text to the driver. I can't even reschedule you because your merchandise is still on the truck. So it'll be Monday before we can even reschedule you.
I mean, I looked up at 8 o'clock this morning and it said it was in Pittsburgh, so.
Okay. I am sorry. There is nothing I can do except to try to get a hold of the driver, which I've done that already. Is there anything else I can do?
What, your driver doesn't have a phone number or a cell phone or nothing?
Yeah,
he has a chat.
You know, I'm a warehouse manager. XPO comes to my company almost every day. Of course they do.
Well, my husband's saying the XPO comes to his company every day that they have cell phones on them.
They do have cell phones. I don't have access to their cell phone. I can only chat with them. So I don't know what their phone numbers are. They don't give us that information. So I sent him over a chat letting him know.
Why can't you call them and tell them if they have the bed on the truck to deliver it then?
I don't have the authority to do
that. Or chat or whatever you're saying you can do.
I did send him a chat, ask him to give you a call, but I cannot, I don't have their phone numbers. So we
yeah, and why wouldn't he call me if he's out here to deliver it?
Ma'am, I don't know. They're supposed to give you a call before they show up 30 minutes. I'm not sure why he didn't call.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XBO. You have a good day.